book made reading Gray's much easier for me. Page 304. The Macintosh apple was developed in Ontario, where the climate is similar to New England and New York's Hudson and Champlain valleys, where the apple has flourished. Page 321. Concerning Mr. Hood's confusion about the interior anatomy of animals, in Practical Anatomy of the Rabbit, Bensley describes the ovary and oviducts of the rabbit and compares his findings to the same equipment in other animals. Pages 348 to 349. Referring to the limericks Wally sent home to Candy and Homer, there was a young lady of Exeter and there was a young lady of Brent. The Exeter limerick is dated 1927 to 41. The town of Exeter appears in many limericks because it rhymes with Sexeter, as in, "It was then that Jones pointed his Sexeter," a famous last line. I always heard a lot of Exeter limericks because I was born and grew up in Exeter, New Hampshire. The Brent limerick is dated 1941. It is a classic organ limerick, so-called because there is a special category of limericks devoted to the peculiarities of the male and female organs, as in, "There was a young fellow named Cribs, whose cock was so big it had ribs," 1944 to 51. And in the famous 1938 limerick that was voted best limerick by one of the graduating classes of Princeton. "There once was a queen of Bulgaria whose bush had grown hairier and hairier, till a prince from Peru who came up for a screw had to hunt for her cunt with a terrier." The limerick beginning "There's an unbroken babe from Toronto" is circa 1941. Page 367. The limerick beginning "There was a young man of Bombay who fashioned a cunt out of clay" is dated 1879, an old one. Page 380. Dr. Larch would have been surprised to learn that his condemning statistics of unwanted children were still accurate in 1965. Dr. Charles F. Westhoff of Princeton's Office of Population Research and the co-director of the 1965 National Fertility Study concluded that 750,000 to 1 million children born to married couples between 1960 and 1965 were unwanted. This estimate is low. Even in a poll, many parents are unwilling to admit that any child of theirs was unwanted. Furthermore, unwed or abandoned mothers were not included in the survey. Their opinions regarding how many of their children were unwanted were never counted. For more information on this subject, see James Traeger's The Belly Book, 1972. Ben Franklin was the 15th of 17 children. His faith in rapid population growth was declared in his Observations Concerning the Increase of Mankind, 1755. Page 398, referring to the baby born at the St. Cloud's Thanksgiving Day party. My source for this delivery is Chapter 15, Conduct of Normal Labor, Williams Obstetrics, Henricus J. Stander, circa 1936. I base the described procedure on such a dated source, it is performed in my story in 1943, because I wish to emphasize that Homer's procedure, which has been learned from Dr. Larch, is somewhat old-fashioned, but nonetheless correct. Page 406. I was born with a caul which was advertised for sale in the newspapers at the low price of 15 guineas. From David Copperfield, Chapter 1, I Am Born. The caul is the membrane that is usually ruptured and expelled at the onset of bearing down pains, but that in rare cases does not rupture, the child coming into the world surrounded by membrane. In the time of Dickens, this protective shroud was taken as a sign that the child would be lucky in life, and more specifically, never be drowned. In the story of David Copperfield, this is an early indication that our hero will find his way and not meet with the form of poor Steerforth's undoing. Steerforth drowns. Homer Wells, very familiar with David Copperfield, is interpreting the drop of sweat that prematurely baptizes his birthing child as having similar protective powers. Homer's child will be lucky in life. Angel will not drown. Page 417. The first edition of Greenhill's Office Gynecology was published in 1939. The eighth edition of Diseases of Women, Roquist, Clayton, and Lewis, was published in 1949. The medical journals that Larch would always have had on hand, in addition to the New England Journal of Medicine, are the Journal of the American Medical Association, in doctor's shorthand this is always called JAMA, the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, it has the most vivid illustrations, the Lancet, a British journal, and Surgery, Gynecology, and Obstetrics, in doctor's shorthand this is always called SG&O. In 1940-something, lots of surgeons did gynecology too. This concludes the reading of The Cider House Rules by John Irving. This book was read by Grover Gardner.
We hope you've enjoyed this program from Harper Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.